There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Welcome to the Big Dave Podcast.
B105.
It's Who Was Right Last Night.
You're right.
On B105.
You know what? You're right.
Who Was Right Last Night? And we welcome in Father Stephen here, who's got quite the predicament with his daughter over these Taylor Swift concerts that are coming to Cincinnati. And what in the world is going on here, Steve?
So, I bought two tickets for my daughter and I, but there was sort of a, we kind of have a rule about going to this concert. So I made her a deal for the July 1st concert that if she gets a 3.0 in her grades, she gets to go to the concert. If she doesn't, then she can't go. It's pretty black and white, pretty simple, to motivate her to do well in school. Well, here's the issue. Her grades are a bit shy. They came in at only a 2.5, you know, grade point average. And, you know, the way I look at it, she missed the mark. I can sell the tickets, and I can actually make a lot of money. You know how the Taylor Swift tickets are. I can make a lot of money off them.
Yeah, I can't believe you got tickets.
Yeah, dude. I mean, come on.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Day they went on sale. And the thing is, though, you know, she'll be bummed about it. And I was, you know, I'm not a huge Taylor Swift fan. Like, I don't really care. Although it would have been fun. I just feel like, you know, I can't take her. But my wife is all upset. She thinks it's crazy. And, you know, I still should go with her. But you know what? This isn't how life works. I mean, we're not teaching her a good lesson if we, you know, still let her go. I mean, this was the deal. She missed it. And she'll just have to learn that this is what happens. So I don't know. My wife thinks that I should still take her. I don't want to reward bad behavior. So that's sort of the predicament I'm in right now.
That's okay. Tough. All right. That is tough. So that was the caveat, and she knew she had to buckle down and get a 3.0, basically a B average, and she ended up with a high C average, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. So she shouldn't, you know, get rewarded and go to the concert. Unfortunately, it's just the way it works.
This is pretty cut and dry right here.
This is tough. I mean, those tickets are the hottest thing, I mean, going, and you have them. And you're dangling them in front of your daughter, and she didn't hit the mark. Oh, my God.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't think we need to hear a whole lot more. No. I mean, but do you have a closing argument before we go to the jury here, Steve?
You know, I feel bad that she's not going and her friends will be there. But at the same time, the closing argument is that, you know, she made a deal. And it's teaching her, you know, a lesson that's not going to help her in life if she just gets something that she didn't earn. So, yeah. So I don't think we should go. So that's my closing argument.
Okay, juror member number one, Statman, where are you at?
I feel for you, man, but part of me feels like you're looking to make some money off of these tickets and you don't even want to go to the show.
Oh, wow.
I mean, sad. Listen, if she had the 3.0, we'd be going to the show, but if she doesn't, I mean, is there anything wrong with making a little money off them?
Well, no, not at this point, but no, I mean...
I think you should adjust the punishment. Like, instead of her not going to the concert... She has to do something else to earn those concert tickets, and maybe it's yard work, maybe it's reading a book or something, but you can't take the tickets away, man. She won't forget this for a long time. So I'm sorry, I'm team daughter.
This is a tough call because I feel like my dad would not take me to the concert if I didn't hit the mark, but this is big, and maybe you could turn it into some kind of like, I don't know, learning experience and take her, team daughter.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh, well, I mean...
It's the hottest tickets ever. Come on.
I mean, I was going to say, and Stat kind of said that, I'll say make her go do 40 hours worth of charity work this summer.
Oh, there you go.
But right. I mean, but that's after the fact of the concert, more than likely. So, I mean, a deal's a deal. I mean, she had every opportunity to make a 3.0 or better, and she didn't. Gosh.
I know, it's tough.
Oh, my God.
Maybe the listeners can help us out because we are struggling.
I mean, I want to say, I want to put myself in your shoes.
You would take your daughter.
I want to be the dad that goes, no, she didn't reach her into the deal. And you're, you know, but I mean, I can't. I can't do it. I can't because I know I would fold underneath this pressure that you have, Steve?
Yeah, it's tough.
Maybe we just see at 749-B105 and through the app, are there any other suggestions as to what you should do here? Because this is a terrible situation to be in as a father. I mean, you want them to know that their word means something and they gotta come through. But then again, you don't want to be the dad who didn't let her go to what has become the hottest concert in the last 5 years easily. So let's see what our other juror members say here through the B105 app and at 749-B105.
Yeah, let's see what everyone has to say.
And we will hang up on you immediately if you ask for his number to buy the tickets. That ain't happening. We're not going to be a part of that transaction here, all right?
Let's go Team Dad, everybody.
Okay, I think the app just broke and the phone lines are full, but 749-B105, if you want to try to get through, it is...
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Oh my goodness, Who Was Right last night this morning is flooding our B105 app and also 749-B105. Steven bought some tickets when they went on sale, got two tickets to one of the Taylor Swift shows at the Bengal Stadium.
Which were so hot.
Now, I
broke
mean,
the internet.
They're the actual hottest tickets I think I've ever seen. All right, so here we go. His daughter was going to get to go to the show if she finished this school year with a 3.0. That was the deal. She came in at a 2.5. Steven doesn't want to take her now, so that was part of the deal. But the mom is like, oh, we should take her. I mean, we were kind of all over the place on this because it is a tough call, and we're really going to lean heavily on our B105 jury this morning. And we're going to start with Jennifer, who says if she can show improvement or effort to make grades better, they should go. Jennifer, why is that?
So when I heard the dad talking, I didn't hear the daughter's side of the story. So I was wondering, did her grades at least improve to hit that 2.5 mark?
They never really said what her grades were beforehand. No, they did not.
So here's what I think. I think if she showed some improvement, that he should still take her to the concert and he should have a night to remember with his daughter.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. Appreciate it.
All right. You guys have a wonderful day.
You too. Cheryl from Bethel is also on the side of the daughter. And why is that?
Because you reward what she did accomplish, not what she didn't get. You know, where did she start at? Was she so far down at a D-, you know, and made it up to the C+, or did she start at a C and never made any progress?
So we don't know that. So that's what you would base your decision on.
Right.
Okay. Thank you very much, Cheryl. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Tammy from Burlington is also on the side of the daughter. And why is that?
Because if she tried really hard to do good, then he should let her go.
Okay.
A for effort.
If she didn't give off in school, then, you know, maybe that's the best she can do.
Sure. Kind of like what Melissa said through the B105 app. Did she do the best she could or did she blow classes off? Well, we don't know that.
Right. But then there's other people weighing in saying, Team Dad, you gave her the opportunity and she didn't care enough to work hard to earn it. She'll only look for ways out of things that are more important in life. Stick to your guns, Dad.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Tammy. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Samantha from Lawrenceburg is on the side of the daughter. Care to expand on that a little bit, Samantha?
Oh, 100%. Get degrees and you only live once. Let that little girl live her dream and then make her do something else to get the tickets. But you already got the tickets.
Yeah,
it's not like
exactly.
You're going to buy them.
They're in your possession.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You already
exactly.
have them.
I think Rachel messaged in through our B105 app with a good point saying, have her get a job and just pay for the cost of the tickets and have her earn them that way. Maybe cutting grass, babysitting, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. By the time the tickets went on sale, the daughter didn't have a full year to get a 3.0, so it wasn't a fair bet, says Angela through the app. Oh, man, there are so many different angles to come at for this one.
Yeah, including another scenario. David wrote in on the B105 app, says, do not take her. I was faced with something similar. My daughter wanted to go to homecoming, the dance. She didn't do what we agreed on, and I didn't let her go. She cried, pleaded with her mom to say something, and begged me to let her go. She didn't go. Now, several years later, she does not hold it against me, and we are just as close.
Oh, all right.
Saying,
says
don't.
Him.
Here
yeah.
we go. All right. Well, thank you for the call.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye. Ronnie comes through the B105 app, says she is definitely Team Dad, and says my 11-year-old is also Team Dad, says she didn't earn it.
Oof. Oh, that 11-year-old is just trying to get those tickets.
They've got an angle, baby.
More. of the Big Dave Podcast.
Ashley, you went to Taste of Cincinnati and you didn't eat anything.
I didn't taste anything.
How is that absolutely possible?
I knew you were going to be baffled by that. I went for live music and I was drinking dinner. I had some raspberry lemonade seltzer thing and I just never made it to a booth.
Not at all.
No.
None of them.
No booze. I mean, you didn't like, oh, there's something I want to, nothing.
No, I was just shaking my groove thing.
The woman
that
who.
Is self-control.
Says five times a morning how hungry she is. So that baffled me right there. And at first, Stat had the trophy because I was startled by a picture he sent us of his backside being felt up by, the local celebrity and world, Naked Cowboy.
Yes,
so wait, why is he grabbing your butt?
Well, it was just a fun photo to take. I did tip him a little bit. We go way back, dude. He kind of got his start here in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. He's from here. He grew up, but now he makes good money working Times Square. And I guess he was in town visiting family and friends for the holiday weekend and figured he'd put in some hours down a taste.
He doesn't age. If the picture, are we sure really it's still the same Naked Cowboy or are they trotting out different ones now?
Same cowboy, different pair of undies. I'll tell you that. Those are fresh and clean he had on.
He must not have ate anything either because you're out there hardly any clothes on. Like, you're not going to get any bloat going on. Yeah. He was killing it.
No, he was. But it's a funny picture you got over on our B105 Facebook page. It was nice.
And your self-control, though, Ashley, I don't know how you could walk through taste the smells. Oh, there's so many. It's like, kebabs. Mm, there's barbecue. Mm, oh, there's something sweet over there. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. I don't know if it's self-control. I think I was just maybe...
drunk.
Yeah. Might want to go with that
one. I'll tell you, I had some good stuff I enjoyed from Just Q and BBQ, the pastrami mac and cheese. And
that won an award, didn't
it? Yeah, it was really good. And Darren and I were walking over to the food truck alley, which was awesome. It was really crowded, but there was a place called Buffalo's Best Food Truck from Florence that does buffalo wings. And I'm standing there giving Justin, the guy, my order, and he goes, anybody ever tell you you kind of look like Big Dave from B105? And I'm like, well, the funny thing is.
Yeah, they just said that.
But they were great wings. I enjoyed those. Did you find anything great, Stat?
Oh, yeah. Well, the best of taste, the entree from Alfino's, braised short rib creamy truffle gnocchi.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that took a gold medal for entree.
I had that, too, down there.
But I don't feel like I even had any of it. It was such a little sample dish.
Oh, snap.
I think you get more served at Costco as you're walking around.
You are not far off there, man, because I looked at it. It was a little piece of meat and three, little pasta things, and I'm like, dude, I just paid $8 for this, and it's really good.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't even call it a taste. It's like a bite of Cincinnati, a very small bite.
Sample.
Yeah. Anything else you
have? Cheesecakery. Yeah. They won for their strawberry crunch cheesecake cupcake, but I guess they were sold out of that by the time we got there. We got the Oreo and the cookie dough.
Okay. Good deal.
So good. And then the, of course, liquid.
The liquid. I screwed liquid up. Tasting. This all sounds amazing.
Yes. I just...
Maybe next year.
I'd be on words on the fact that the hungriest person I know ever didn't eat at Taste of Cincinnati. 8:17.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. So everybody's talking about these Taylor Swift concerts coming up. One on June 30th and one on July 1st, both in the Bengal Stadium there. Sold out, of course. Tickets are a hot commodity if you can get a pair. Well, there's no telling what you can get for them, and that's what we're going to find out right now. Andy Brunsman, the executive director of Be Concerned in Covington, just a wonderful organization that helps out people all over the tri-state with food insecurities. Andy, you guys have got some big news here this morning.
Oh, yeah, Big Dave. We're excited down in Covington because we know everybody loves Taylor Swift, and we know her shows are hard to get into, and we think we might have one people's only opportunity to get into Paycor Stadium this summer to see one of those shows. And we're running a ticket raffle for two tickets to her show. And all the proceeds benefit Be Concerned's Food Pantry in Covington and Erlanger that are serving record-breaking numbers of families in need right now.
So you can get into the raffle, and you're helping out people that are right here in our community. The thing is, though, getting into the raffle, you don't have to spend, 20 grand to try to get in and get this ticket. How much are raffle tickets?
Oh, I'm a Westsider, so keeping that price point was really important for all of our fans and friends. So for $25, a chance is all the cost is to enter the raffle.
Is there a limited number of tickets, or are you just going to sell as many as you can?
You know, for this one, Big Dave, we're going to go ahead and try to sell as many as we can because we have so many families coming that are needing help right now, and we broke every record at the food pantry last year, even coming off of a crazy 2020 with the pandemic. And we decided for this one, we're going to go ahead and sell as many tickets as we can to try to let people who really want to go get as many chances as they can.
I love that we've partnered with you guys. I did a little video, and I was trying to be like Taylor Swift-ish in the video.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, I think I'll wear a sparkly dress. Yeah, that's Taylor Swift.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
You know, Ashley, you should have said no. I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself.
I'll shake that one off, Big Dave. Okay.
There we go. All right. You help 1,500 families every month in the tri-state that have food insecurities.
Yeah, we averaged about 1,510 families coming through our doors or having food delivered last year through our programs. Those numbers are up exponentially from, you know, typically we were seeing maybe 1,000 families a month in a non-COVID year.
Yeah.
And, you know, the floodgates have stayed open in 2023. We just had our kind of board meeting earlier this month, and we're seeing about 1,700 service counts a month right now. So the numbers have even climbed from last year's record-breaking numbers thus far into 2023. And we're already almost halfway through the year.
So you guys need all the money you can get, and you could win a pair of tickets to one of the sold-out Taylor Swift concerts for a $25 raffle ticket purchase.
Unbelievable.
That's correct. And they're licensed by the state. We're covered by Kentucky's Department of Charitable Gaming for these, so compliance is important to be concerned. But the more tickets people get, the more families they can help. Be Concerned always asks its supporters to try to help us with their time, talent, or treasure. And now really is the big time of us asking for some of our supporters' treasure and even some of Tay-Tay's supporters' treasure to just try to get in the show.
I like it. All right, so Andy, I guess the next question is, how do they do this? How do they purchase a ticket?
Yeah, so the raffle is live on BeConcern's website, so BeConcern.org. There is a tab at the top called Raffle Time, and that Raffle Time tab will take you to the Taylor Swift raffle. It's actually both of our raffles going on, because we actually may happen to have a set of Bengals season tickets on that same raffle portal right now.
Oh, whoa! Those are almost as hard to get as the Taylor Swift tickets.
Well, we figure we're going to try to be the local ticket vendor for some of these hard-to-get-into events at Paycor this year. And like I said at the beginning, I really think BeConcern might be the only way some of our fans can get into that state.
True.
Well, you're a wonderful organization we've done so much work with in the past, the Stuff the Bus with Tank and things like that. So we're happy to help you guys get the word out. Andy from BeConcern, Taylor Swift tickets for $25 a raffle. You can maybe win those. And also Bengals season tickets, which I think is a pretty big deal, too.
Oh, and we are so happy to have you guys help. Like Ashley said, we are trying our best to market this thing so people know what's going on. And the more help we get from great people like you, the less I have to be in a sparkly dress.
All right, Andy Brunsman, Executive Director of BeConcern. I have a feeling you're going to sell quite a few raffle tickets this morning.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you guys as always.
More of the Big Dave Podcast. More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Father's Day will be Sunday, June 18th, and we got something we want you to do for dear old dad just in time for that.
Daddy's snoring, no one can sleep. Daddy's snoring, and it's deep, deep, deep. Daddy's snoring, make a boom, boom sound. Daddy's snoring, the house is falling down.
Yeah, Daddy's snoring, man. We got looking for the Queen City's loudest snorer right now. Thanks to our pal Tim Clanky and Big Red Appliance and Mattress there in Milford. And here's the deal. For Father's Day, we want to get the loudest Queen City snorer and get them a chance to win a Tempur-Pedic Queen mattress with base. It includes delivery and everything, man. Valued at $3,200. But you just got a video dad snoring.
Oh, no. So you got to kind of like creep in. When they'll be snoozing, sleeping good. My gosh. Yeah. It can be your dad or your husband. I'll tell you, my dad may give other dads here in the tri-state a run for their money.
So Mitch is a loud snorer?
He is. And he can fall asleep in 1 second.
Oh, yeah. My dad, when we went Boy Scout camping, we used to have his tent clearly on the other side of the campground because he was so loud, would keep all of us up.
Yeah. Wow.
It was like a Harley, like in that in his tent. And, you know how tent walls are.
Right,
you
right. You're like, oh my sorry. Gosh. He's in a different campground.
Is there a bike rally going on? No, my dad's sleeping.
Just my dad snoring. Yeah. Well, that's why we're doing it. So what you do is you go to B105.com and you submit the snorer's first and last name, your name, and of course your relationship to the snorer, and all the information it's going to ask there. And the most important thing is you upload a video of your snorer, a maximum of 20 seconds, to the website there. And then we're going to get down to start whittling them down to the loudest snorers and start voting on them.
All right.
Yeah.
It says you can't be longer than 20 seconds. So this will be really easy to go in and get just real just quick audio. Yeah.
And whatever
video.
If you do like a minute of it, whittle it down to the loudest 20 seconds possible.
Get the highlights.
Yeah. Get the one where they start to lose oxygen.
Oh, God. You know, or like a whistle in it, you know?
Yeah. But go over to B105.com. Help us find the Queen City's loudest snorer, thanks to our pals at Big Red Appliance and Mattress. Let's get Dad a brand new Tempur-Pedic Queen mattress for Father's Day. Nice. That'd be very nice. It's 6:43.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. Everybody coming off the long holiday weekend. It was very nice. A little cool for the first part. Then yesterday, all of a sudden, bam, it was summer. I don't know whether that was for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but Monday was like, hey, let's get this party started. So we're looking at sunny and 85 today. Right now, it's 65 at the B. And one of the more interesting things I saw over the weekend was a message Statman sent us holding an opossum. And what is the story behind this? What happened?
Okay, so we've had some sort of random animal getting into our trash cans and make a little messes here and there, and it just drives my dogs crazy. They are sniffing. So I put out the live trap to see. I thought it was a raccoon or maybe a cat or something. Sure. It was a little baby opossum.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, just a little guy, smaller than my chihuahua.
Making that big of a mess?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm like, all right, well, we'll let it go in the woods. I kind of walked it far away, let it go. And then I put the trap away, kind of by our trash cans outside.
Mm-hmm.
Opossums stink really bad. I didn't want to put the cage in the house.
Okay, yeah.
So didn't put any bait in it or anything, but I did leave it open. I didn't think about this at the time. And then I go out to take some trash, and the trap's closed. And I'm like, wait a minute. It's the baby opossum back in the trap again. Yeah, it didn't want to be released, I guess.
How far did you take it away?
I don't know, man. Just have a block down to the woods, down the street. So it probably just walked right on back.
It might have jumped on your bumper.
But it's the cutest thing. My wife won't let me keep it, though.
I was going to say, are you keeping this? You've released it once, so you just had to take it back again into the woods?
This time, I just left the cage open. I figure he'd just come and go as he pleases. He's got a new home, and they eat like mosquitoes. And opossums are like a good animal to have around. Just, he's going to have to stay in the trees while the dogs are out, I guess.
Yeah, bothering them. So he's like, now he could be your, like, outdoor pet. I feel like you're going to be visiting him.
I've tried a different couple names out with my wife. Uh-oh. And she's like, you're not naming it. If you're not naming it, that's like trying to keep it.
What were your names?
I like Fred. For some reason, Fred just keeps coming around. he looks like Fred. I don't even know if it is a he. It's so little.
I've been nervous to pick it up, but you just went right in there and got your picture with it.
And I did the right thing. I didn't grab it by its tail.
Sure.
I guess you could. I put on a glove and picked it up. It didn't even try to bite me. It was just kind of like, hi, you're my friend.
Opossums, they always look like they're angry. Like they're, like they're just angry. I think that's their natural look. But you're right, they are very beneficial. And believe it or not, they're actually rather clean. A lot of people mistake like raccoons, how they're dirty and filthy and everything. Because a raccoon looks soft and cuddly, and an opossum just looks It looks like it's not finished, you know?
and Beetlejuice, you know when he like stretches his face out and is trying to scare the people in the house? That's what the face looks like, I thought. Like that Beetlejuice kind of thing.
All right.
Well, it's my new friend now, Fred.
Fred the opossum.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
This is a 717.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Our good vibes today are coming from Long Island, New York. So last February, there was a pretty good little snow in Long Island, but it wasn't enough for the schools to close. And this didn't set well with Ethan Brown, a junior at Jericho High School there in Long Island, because he knew that they hadn't used any snow days yet. And he also knew that they had snow days built into the calendar. So back in March, at a highly attended school board meeting, Ethan showed up and made a case for a special snow day to be declared on May 26th, the Friday before Memorial Day weekend. Now, Ethan regularly covers school board meetings for the school newspaper, so he was armed already with a lot of facts. Ethan told the board that because they have 186 days in their school year, which is six more than the state requires in New York, they should consider giving students a day off. Now, Ethan's speech to the board was met with cheers from the audience. And afterwards, a lot of parents came up to him to tell him, hey, I support this idea too.
Yeah.
Now, Superintendent Hank Grisham said Ethan appeared nervous at first, but did an incredible job presenting his case. But the ball was now in the court of the school board, who would not vote on it until their April meeting. Now, of course, Ethan was in attendance at that meeting, and Superintendent Brown stood up and addressed Ethan before the packed house and said, I have some terrible news for you. We are planning to have a snow day on the Friday before Memorial Day weekend, and we're going to call it the Ethan Brown Snow Day. Grisham said it was an easy decision to make, and it was well earned by both students and faculty who had been jumping through hoops since the pandemic. Now, when Ethan went back to Jericho High School the next day, he was greeted like a conquering hero with lots of thank yous and hallways bursting into rounds of applause as he walked by. So just remember, as you enjoyed your 3 days off this past weekend, the students, staff, and faculty at Jericho High School in Long Island, New York got 4 days off, and it was all thanks to Ethan Brown. Thank you for the good vibes this morning, Ethan.
B105. More of the Big Dave Podcast. It's the Big Dave Show. Dad joke of the day on B105.
And this morning we've got Dakota. He is a landscaper from Hamilton, and he is out cutting grass on this beautiful morning. Good morning there, Dakota.
Good morning.
All right, let's have that dad joke, buddy.
All right, so my wife told me to go to the store and pick up 6 cans of Sprite, right? When I got home, I realized I picked 7 up.
She asked for 6 cans of Sprite, and you picked 7 up. All right. Go back to cutting grass, all right? That's what we need you to do right now, Dakota.
Okay, I'll go back to cutting grass.
See you, buddy.
See you, man. Have a great one.
You too, bud.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.